I don't want to set the world on fire. Have you guys seen those videos on TikTok? It's like the Fallout filter. By the way, I talked to Brandy about Fallout last week. God, that show's so good. You guys watching? Whatever, if you're not, you're a dark. I just got back from Dallas, Texas. Going through the big D, I don't mean Dallas. And I got back late last night. Landed at 9:30. Didn't get my bags until 10:30 because the Burbank Airport baggage claim hates me. Always hates me, but it's fine. And then I got in an Uber, and it was driven by a wonderful, I think he was Indian, maybe Pakistani, and it was a fucking party in this van, dude. He had lights. He was playing like, I don't know, like Bollywood music, and it was bumping, and I was there at the rideshare pickup, and everyone sees me getting in, and I just yell out of the car. I'm like, this place is a party, and everyone laughed, and then he turned it down, actually, when I got in, because he probably felt a little bit bad about it, maybe a little self-conscious, because I was like, this thing is going off, and then I went home, and I ordered Taco Bell Postmates, because your boy, the fatty McButter pants. And I came home, I kissed my wife, I kissed our dog, and then I went home and went downstairs and I ate some Taco Bell. And it was delicious, and then I had some this morning. Now I'm here, and I'm ready to do the show. It's funny, at this golf room I was at in Dallas, I met a YFTer at the bar. I was like, yeah, I got to record tomorrow. And she's like, oh, you're going to be hungover to start. And I'm like, yep, well, I'm always hungover for like to start this show. Because your boy's got a problem. It's called functioning alcoholism. I actually don't feel hungover at all. I'm like a little tired, but hungover? Nah, dog. Your boy's fine. Your boy is fine. Should we do it? Should we call the Brandy? Should we call the Branzino? Oh, yeah, we're still using that. You know we are. It's time to call her up. I'm not hungover, but I feel fat because of Taco Bell.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's going on with your forehead there?
Wrinkles.
No.
What's wrong with it?
It just looks a little sunburnt.
I'm not sunburnt. I'm tan.
No, I see fingerprints. You're sunburnt.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a little sunburnt yesterday. I got to be honest with you.
Did you wear SPF?
No, I didn't.
Well,
your boy doesn't need it. He doesn't.
Yes,
he's
you
not
do.
Scared. Of the, I'm not scared of the sun. The sun.
You're not scared of skin cancer?
Nah, dog.
Oh, I'm Portuguese. I know too many people that have had their face cut out because of that.
I know, but here's the thing: my mom, who I look exactly alike, she's never worn SPF anything in her entire life.
Oh my god!
Not a single day.
All right. Well, I'll pray for you, but.
Yeah, I did get a little sunburned yesterday. You know what's weird about when you get sunburns and then you feel hot?
So hot.
The reason why I'm sunburned because I was in Dallas for that golf tournament, so I didn't wear sunscreen when I was outside all day. And then we were in the airplane, and I was like, this airplane is the hottest airplane ever.
One of my worst nightmares is coming true.
What is that?
Capris are back in style.
Clam diggers?
Pedal pushers?
Yep, that's the same thing.
They're so ugly. Why are we doing this?
Because fashion's cyclical, man. Also, that's how I knew them as clam diggers. But if you mistake a letter in that word, you could get canceled immediately.
I mean, I do have great calves.
What do you care? You got great legs, lady.
I have great calves for sure.
Well, you don't think your thighs are any good?
Well, they're like a little muscular, but like my calves are chef's kiss, like really great. And like my sister's always so jealous of my ankles because they're so skinny and delicate, and she kind of has cankles.
Ooh,
I know.
Cake.
And she and my mom are always like, oh, Brandy has the best ankles. And I'm like, I know.
So then this should be great news for you.
There's just something about the pants like cutting at the knee that's just not flattering on anyone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's glass half full this. I mean, it could be great because then you don't have to shave your legs halfway up.
Oh, I only shave them halfway up anyway.
You don't have, so do you just have like a forest on the thighs?
You know, I don't have a lot of hair on my thighs.
Not a lot of thigh hair.
No, it's really weird. But like I do have hair on my lower legs and it's kind of dark because like my hair is dark, you know? And for some reason, yeah, on my thighs, I just like don't have a lot of hair. I'm just like not really that hairy of a person, which you would think is a good thing, except for that also means I just don't have a whole lot of hair on my head.
Yeah.
Tragedy.
I got a lot of hair on my head. I'm not that hairy of a person.
No, you're not.
I do have a hairy chest, though.
But it's like not super hairy. Like it's not like a carpet, you know?
No, it's not a carpet. And I actually do not have very hairy legs.
No.
I used to get made fun of by my friends.
Let me see your arms. Oh, yeah. Not that hairy.
They're really not.
No.
It's very weird. I have no back hair.
Well, you also have no facial hair.
That's true. I mean, I do have it, but it's patchy.
Yeah.
It's patchy at best.
Yeah.
But with that comes a whole nother bag of worms that I have to deal with. That is, you have to keep the jawline tight because I can't hide it under a beard, you know?
And a lot of guys do. Must be freaking nice.
Yeah, I know. You know the look that I've seen a lot is, and it does look good, but I'm sitting there being like, I know you got no fucking jawline, guy. You just used the beard to contour. Then they have the short sides, kind of like my hair, right?
Okay.
And then they have like the gelled, like cool, like pulled over. It's kind of like a hipster, like badass look.
Okay.
And then they have the beard that kind of like goes out, you know, past their chin, if you know what I'm saying.
Sort of, yeah.
And then keeps it, you know, tight. So it's like this kind of beard that goes like this, and then they really form it very well. So it looks like their jaw's really chiseled, and they got the, like, basically no hair on the side and like a cool, like, gelled over thing on top. And I'm sitting there.
Genius.
I know, and I'm sitting there being like, I know. If you shave that off,
I know what's really going on, buddy.
And unlike you, I have to fight for this jawline, okay? Mm. I've even got this little thing that I chew on, this little plastic thing that I chew on to try to work the jaw.
You're joking.
No, to work the jaw muscles.
You do this?
Yeah. I saw it on some, you know, TikTok ad or like Joe Rogan was talking about it. Not that I'm like a Joe Rogan podcast listener, but like popped up, you know? So
I don't know if that is great for your jaw, to be honest.
Who cares?
What about mouth taping?
Oh, I do that at night.
That's supposed to help your jawline.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It definitely helps with not snoring and sleeping well.
Breathing through your nose helps keep it all snatched.
I can see that. Because when you're sleeping through your mouth, you're just... look at what my fucking jaw does. When Jesus Christ, it's ugly. No one wants
I don't
to,
like that.
No one wants to fuck that. Speaking of, I have a favorite thing about sleep.
Okay.
I think it was ABC or Disney sent me... They always send me like a gift after you film... We finished filming Paradise or whatnot.
That's nice.
They sent me this thing, and I thought it was kind of a shitty gift. I got to be honest with you. I was like, because I've gotten like Apple TV in the past, like good stuff. It's always like Apple products. It's always like new
AirPods. They're not spending any money to gift you, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty low on the totem pole, but whatever. But yeah. They sent me this thing. It's, I think you would love it. It's called a Hatch. Have you heard of this?
No.
Fave thing, not an ad, should be. Producers, look into it. The company is called Hatch, and it's this half moon wooden speaker, and you connect it to your phone, and it effectively just plays white noise at night.
Oh, I mean, I have a white noise machine that I...
No, I know, but this one's different. The one that I've got is set to like 442 hertz or whatever, and it sounds so wonderful. Wake up gently, do a sunrise that supports your natural circadian rhythm. So it like lights up like the sun's coming up, and that's supposed to wake you up. And then this
interesting
sleep deeply and drowned out background noises with sleep sounds inspired by nature and backed by science. Set a dreamy mood with a light color like lilac or warm white to cue your body for bedtime. Minimalist designed for your bedside table, built for sleepy hands. Now available in three natural colors. Rest and rise buttons. Easily begin your night routine or turn off your monitoring alarm with a single press of a button. Alarm sounds. No more jarring alarm. Wake up to soothing sounds like forest birds or morning singing bowl. Anyways, you've already got a sound machine, but I have it. And the nights that I use when I sleep with it, I sleep so good.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, too, because if I'm awake, I can hear it. And then when I fall asleep, I can't hear it anymore. Do you have that with your sleep machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
All I know is that people are like, you sleep with what? And then they sleep with it once, and they're fucking hooked. And they're like, wait a second, this is genius. I love this. And I'm like, I know.
I'm about to go on a trip for a while. I think I might take it with me.
You absolutely should. Here's the thing I really love about it is like, yeah, it drowns out noise or whatever, but I sleep in so many different hotels and different places that it's the constant of it to me. Like no matter where I'm sleeping, it's the same sound. You know what I mean? It gives me some sort of comfort of feeling like I'm in the same place, even though I'm not.
Yeah.
Genius.
Well, how's everything going for you?
Great. I just got back from vacation.
Oh yeah. You went down to the Bahamas?
Les Bahamas. Yeah.
Oh, good. You're so unrelatable. What? Who just goes to the Bahamas like a crazy person?
A lot of people, actually.
Really?
The Bahamas are like so accessible.
The Bahamas were bumping. Lipiayo. Is that how that song goes?
I don't know, but a lot of people go to the Bahamas. They just don't go to the Bahamas the way we went to the Bahamas.
Late at night, the party was bumping. Lipiayo. And everybody having a ball. So you went on your sister's plane.
From Miami, we did, yeah.
Well, that's very nice.
Yes, it was very nice. And we were on this teeny, tiny little island. I almost don't even want to tell people what it was because the great thing about it is no one was there, you know?
Oh, so then no one was in the Bahamas.
Well, they weren't on our island.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there was like, so there were like, obviously, like people live there, but it's so tiny. Like, you can drive the length of the island in a golf cart in like 5 minutes.
I love those islands.
I mean, it was teeny, teeny, tiny. And the people, we were like chatting with the locals on the last night, and they were saying that literally there's like a certain number of people that are allowed to live there, and that's it, because they don't want it to get crowded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, they literally only let so many people on the island, which is super cool.
Was it Epstein Island?
No.
Okay, good. You don't want to go there.
Don't want to go there. No.
Was Puff Daddy there?
No, no, no.
Okay, good.
No, no, no. There were a lot of nice yachts parked in the dock, though. Like, nice ones.
Yeah.
We took a walk along the docks, and like everybody that came off the boats spoke in a European accent. Like, for sure, just bloated gazillionaires that come here and, I don't know, like hide their money, maybe. Not sure, but it was pretty cool.
Love that. Love.
I wore a lot of SPF because I'm a responsible human.
Whatever.
But I did get tan.
Whatever. You shut the fuck up, but did not ask for the dumb opinion
that came out of your ass. You shut the fuck up. Are you on my close friend's Instagram story?
I don't know. Am I?
Well, I guess not, because you would have seen some posts this week, I guess.
Well, I was kind of busy this week.
I feel like you are on it, but I also like posted some thoughty photos on it this week.
Oh, you did?
And I'm kind of like so sorry to all my guy friends that don't want to see that, I guess.
Yeah. I think anyone wants to, we want to see it.
Like, I was thinking, like, I feel like there's some people on this story that are like scarred because I'm posting thoughty photos of my close friends.
What do you mean? It's a small bikini. You're bent over.
It's like tiny bikini, and like my ass is out.
A teeny weeny bikini.
But like, gotta, you know.
Hey, if you got it, you know. If you
because
gotta
there's
flaunt
also
it.
Some people on my close friends that I want to see that.
See? Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't look at any of it, I don't think.
I don't think I did, actually. Because I definitely would have written down in my notes, Brandy out here working for the weekend.
Someone's gotta.
Yeah.
Someone's gotta.
Do you want to show me some pictures so I can tell you, oh, Brandy, that's a little much?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. I had a ball in Dallas, played in that golf tournament.
Like y'all got rained out or something?
We did. We got rained out on Saturday, which was a bummer. But it was fine. We had a lot of fun.
Speaking of thoughty pics, Ben was posting some scandalous.
Was he?
Just some, you know, just booty out, like squatting and just, yeah, he was getting after it.
Well, that's good. He's got a great butt, you know?
I was like, get it, Ben.
He's a beautiful boy and he's in great shape. And I just got to say it out loud, Ben beat me. And
ooh.
Yeah, so it's a sore subject and I don't really want to talk about it at all.
I feel like, is Ben good at golf? I feel like, yeah.
He is. Ben and I are both pretty good, and usually I beat him. It's pretty close though, but usually I beat him. But he's got me in the last two tournaments, so you know what? The tide is turning, and it is what it is. And I maybe have to take some lessons. But we had fun. Oh, we supported the invited celebrity classic. Shout out to Choctaw Casino and Resort for putting it on. It's so much fun. Sucked the rain was bad, but we had a good time. So
well, I love that for you.
Thanks. Should we shut the show?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Bros and Hoes, you're listening to your favorite thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy, the Branzino. Hey guys, there are some stories about my mom's life that I truly like never get tired of hearing, from hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting. Her retelling of the events of her life always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called StoryWorth. StoryWorth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom for years to come.
It's too bad my mom doesn't check her emails, because this really would be.
This would be great
for her. So great for Tish.
Yeah.
Basically, you guys, the way this works is StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking questions that you get to help pick, and they make the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. It can be long or short. It really doesn't matter. And then you will be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of a year. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories you maybe already know, or you could be surprised by stories that you've never heard before. It really is such a cool gift.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/YFT. That's storyworth.com/YFT to save $10 on your first purchase.
All right, Wells, I want to tell the YFTers about one of our new sponsors. Have you heard of Nurax?
I haven't. What is that?
Nurax is a licensed medical provider that possesses in-depth knowledge and expertise in a range of common health concerns, helping patients find the right treatment options based on their preferences and health history. You know, there's really just no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to medical stuff. So with Nurax, you can really get like a personalized plan for you. As a woman, it can be, you know, like tough to get birth control. You have to like schlep to the doctor, answer a bunch of questions, take a bunch of vitals. If you're like me and you're busy and you don't have time to schlep in there, it's really nice to be able to get your birth control online. Taking control of your reproductive health starts with Nurax. Their medical team is here to help with a wide range of reproductive and sexual health care needs. To date, Nurax has delivered birth control to more than 1.6 million patients in the U.S. It's convenient, private, and compassionate. Nurax provides reliable reproductive and sexual health care that's accessible right from your home, no judgment or stigma attached.
Go to Nurax.com/YFT to get started. That's NURX.com/YFT. Results may vary. Not offered in every state. Medications prescribed only if clinically appropriate. Consultation is required. I was on a plane yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think I probably... Yeah. Well, you were on a private plane and I was not.
No. I flew home on Southwest.
Okay, good. Oh, good. Then you were in the People's Airline. Uh-huh. By the way, you know who's on my flight that I noticed?
Who?
The guy from Napoleon Dynamite. I think... is his name Pedro? Pedro? Or he?
I don't know.
Yeah, Pedro. His real name is Efren Ramirez. Anyways, I totally recognized him, and I was like, that's Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. And I feel like
what's he doing in Dallas?
I don't know. He might be from there. He seems maybe Mexican or Hispanic. Maybe. There's a large contingency of Mexicans in Texas.
True.
I had a aisle seat, and I am a pretty slender... I'm not pretty slender. I'm a very slender man, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I try to give the middle seat guy his armrest. So, you know, I'm kind of favoring the left-hand side, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm still within my little wall. I swear to fucking God, I got bumped 9 zillion times, okay?
I always do.
Hey, what do we... Listen, it's one thing if you're coming through with the cart, okay? I don't want to lose an elbow here, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't want my weenus to come off.
Sure.
That's the...
I know what that is.
Yeah. It's skin on your elbow, not my penis, my weenus. You know, Dr. Brandy over here. But everyone else, bump, boom, yeah. Boom. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, guys, if you can't get through naturally without bumping every single person, like you're in fucking bumper cars, then here's what you're going to do. You're going to sideways walk, all right? Mm. When you go through a hallway... Or like a tight, narrow, you know, awning of sorts. Sometimes you got to go sideways, you know? Mm-hmm, get on through there.
Here's my problem.
Yeah.
And sideways makes it worse. I can't fucking stand when people are getting on the plane and they have a huge backpack on. And if they turn sideways, it just slams you in the face. And they have no awareness.
Yeah, they don't care.
Zero awareness. It's the bags hitting me in the face that I just cannot.
Yeah. People are just such pieces of garbage flying. I don't understand. So there was this guy, he was in the window. He was like a fitness guy, and he was reading some book about unlocking the body's potential. And I always like read what everyone else is reading. And I'm like, what are you reading, you fucking dork? And it was like all about, you know, omega-3s and fatty acids and unlocking. And he was wearing the shortest of shorts and sandals, which gross, dude. You can't go sandals on a plane, man. Like flip-flop sandals and then like kind of like a muscle shirt. And he was probably like 65. He was very proud of like how in shape he was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they come on the thing and... they come through, they pick up all the trash and they say, hey, like you got to bring up your seat or whatever. And they're like, hey, your tray table needs to go up. And it's like, whatever. We all know like this means nothing, but like we do it because of whatever. It's the rule.
Totally.
And this guy who is reading this book looks straight at the girl and he goes, we're landing in 20 minutes. Yeah. Okay. I'll close it in 20 minutes. And I was like, don't be a dick about it. Like, listen, not, she didn't come up with this stupid fucking rule, all right? You don't gotta you don't gotta be a cunt to this chick. What did she do? She's just fucking going through the motions, all right? Some big wig at Boeing or whatever is like, this is the rule, or the FAA. Mm-hmm. She's just a cog in the machine. And don't, you don't gotta be a dick about it. And I wanted to turn and be like, dude, who the fuck do you think you are? But then it's like, then I don't want to get into it with somebody, you know? But I was like, oh, what a piece of shit. True to form, like right, like 4 minutes before we started landing, he lifted it up. And I thought, okay, well, you know what? He's probably not wrong here. He did close
it. No, I know. But yeah. Being mean to people for no reason, like that's not their fault. I don't like that.
And then there was this other lady. I'm always amazed like what people wear at to the airport. Same. And this lady was, she looked like she was about 5'4". Okay.
Okay.
And like flowing, like kind of hippie pants. And she had dreadlocks. And then like bad luggage. And so we're at the baggage claim. So this woman like looks at a piece of luggage and she's like kind of turning it over to see if it's hers, you know? And this woman, this other woman who's dressed in the baggy pants or whatever and the dreadlocks, she's like, no, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am, not your, no, ma'am. I was like, okay, fuck, crazy person. Luggage looks similar to other luggage. You know, like what are you fucking, she just fucking see if it was hers, you know? It was like she was stealing like someone's like, you know, like lunch in the, in like the break room refrigerator, you know? Mm-hmm. No, ma'am. And I was like, what is wrong with you? First of all, you could have been like, I think that's mine.
Totally.
Hey, I think that's mine, actually. Yeah, looks like, that one looks like mine. Uh-huh. But coming straight at, hey, no, ma'am. Nope. I wanted to fucking stab this lady in the temple. At night the body was jumping. Yippee-yo. Everybody having a ball. What song is that? Why is that song in my head?
I don't know. Flying really makes you very angry.
It does. I hate people.
I know. Same.
I realized that. I love talking to people like this event, you know, like when people are like, oh my God, I'm like a big fan or like I love Bachelor in Paradise or whatever. I love talking to nice people. But when I see mean people,
I know,
hate them so much.
I know.
It's amazing. On the airplane, I did watch some terrible things. Well, one thing so in particular.
Just staying on the negative train, aren't we?
Yeah. I got some good stuff coming up. Don't worry.
Okay.
I watched Aquaman 2.
Oh. I never saw Aquaman 1.
That was bad, but it wasn't even... Okay. It's nowhere near as bad as Aquaman 2. And it's so bad, but what's sad about it is it's so bad that it's not even, like, good bad. You know how sometimes you're watching something that's like... Yep. You're like, this is so bad, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's so bad, it's terrible. I had to stop watching it. First of all, like, Jason Momoa is, like, an attractive man.
Super hot.
Horrible actor. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. His delivery of lines, he's trying to be funny, and you're like, what are you doing here? You can tell that they really didn't want Amber Heard in the story, so they're cutting her out as much as they possibly can.
She's in it.
And it's like, it's like he's got a son, and like the son just pees in his mouth all the time. And you're like, okay, I know that's a thing, but like the joke's used way too much. Like there's one time where he gets peed in the mouth, right? So golden showered by his own son. And then there's another scene.
What's the context of that?
I don't know. And then there's another scene when the baby starts peeing and he dodges it, you know? And then Amber Heard uses her power of, like, manipulation of water to force the pee-pee in to Jason Momoa's mouth. The dialogue is so bad.
It sounds horrible.
Yeah. I do not recommend. Do not pass go. Do not collect $100.
Okay.
At no part during your ramblings was there any information of value. I award you no points. May God have mercy upon your soul.
Wow. I just want to know about the peeing in the mouth and the context of that.
Well, you know how, like, when you're changing a baby's diaper and he starts to pee and it gets on you?
So it was like that.
It's like that. But it's like that. It happens a lot for some reason.
In this movie?
Yeah.
Got it.
Wait, to go back to airplanes real quickly.
Okay.
Okay, so this is more of like a jurisdiction question, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know how you'll be in a plane and there's windows, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you have a window that's like, that's your window. Whoever's in the window, so you can be like, this is my window. I'm in control.
And sometimes there's one kind in between.
In the middle. And that window is in no man's land. And who has jurisdiction over this window? And like,
I just take jurisdiction.
You just take it.
Right away. I'm on the plane, I decide what's happening with it. And that's my window.
Yeah. Manifest destiny. Wagons moving west. This is my land now.
Yes.
And I'm taking it. Yeah, I claim it in the land grab of flight 1472. Here's the thing. Like, I am a firm believer of, like, if it's really early in the morning, like, if you're on the 7 a.m. flight, that bitch has got to be down. Everyone, we got to have windows down.
I think they should be down at all times if it's daylight.
But I like to watch, like, when I'm I do like to watch, if I am in the window seat, I like to watch on takeoff and landing because I like to see... Oh, look, there's my house. Oh, look, there's
Universal Studios. Okay, that's fine. But once you're in the air, once you're at 30,000 feet, close those damn windows. Do you know how bad the UV radiation is? It is not good for your skin to have the windows open. Also, most of the people are on their laptops.
Why are you the skin cancer police on this episode?
Because it's a thing people need to realize.
Jeez,
I'm just getting like hammered with your fucking UV rays because you want the window open. Also, I can't stand it when people are like, on their computer watching a movie with the window open. Like, what about the glare? Doesn't that bother you? Like, can't you shut your window for everyone else that's on their computer trying to either work or watch a movie?
Yeah.
I don't like it. Shade down.
Shade down.
Unless there's a beautiful sunset and then shade up.
Yeah. But how are you going to be able to see the aliens?
We can't see them.
Yeah. Do you have some fave things, bro?
Bro, did you see that Rebel Moon 2 came out?
Yeah, but I haven't watched it yet, but I'm very excited to watch it.
Okay. Not to be a downer. It's not nearly as good as number one.
Yeah, but you also have terrible taste in movies, so this might be
wrong.
That
is not true.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
No, you're going to agree. It's not. Listen, I still enjoyed it. I still loved it, although I was not pleased with the ending.
Oh.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
The first one, I think I loved like all the like Star Trek vibe space travel and like the different planets and on the spaceship. Like, and they don't do any of that in number two. They're just on the planet that they're trying to defend, you know? So there's none of that like fun space travel. And it just was like a little more boring to me. Obviously the battle scene's fun, whatever. No Charlie Hunnam in number two. He gone. I really thought he'd come back.
Sounds like tried to save some money budgetarily for this one.
I think so. Although I heard they shot both at the same time. But it's still like worth the watch. I loved it. You know, number one was better.
Korra and surviving warriors prepare to defend Velt, their new home, alongside its people against the realm. The warriors face their pasts, revealing their motivations before the realm's forces arrive to crush the growing rebellion. Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver on Netflix. Yeah, I'm excited for that. We're going to watch that soon. Taylor Swift has a new album out. I don't know if you heard about it.
I know about it, but I haven't heard any of it.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, listen.
You have?
No, but my TikTok is a lot of information about it, and I kind of love it, all right? And you know what? Okay. Listen, for all the Swifties out there, let me just tell you what I love about your girl. Your girl seems like a petty motherfucker. She seems like a rapper who has been fucking wronged, and she wants to come for blood. And I tell you what, I love it. This whole Thank You, Amy song that's like totally about Kim Kardashian.
Amy?
Oh, you don't even know it. Okay, you don't even know about it. Okay, so the song's called Thank You, Amy. That's the song title. And it's all in lower cases except for the letters K, I, M, which are all in capital letters. And the song's all about her high school bully. And like,
what did Kim do?
Well, I mean, like Kanye, like famously like got up and was you don't deserve
Kim's
that.
Kim's not Kanye.
Yes, and then Kanye called Taylor and was like, hey, I've got this idea for this thing. And then Kim released the audio and it made it sound like that Taylor like knew exactly what was going down the entire time. But really, Kim edited the audio to make it seem like she was agreeing to something that she wasn't. And there's been a lot of anyways, I don't even know. I don't even care. I just love the fact that there's a song that's just like, and it's like so blatantly about all it's all lowercase letters except for the capital letters spell out Kim. And it's about a bully. And it's a total.
What if it's truly about a childhood bully and not Kim K?
No, it's not. No.
There could be a childhood bully named Kim.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
Listen, I just love it. I love the fact that she's like a rapper who's like, I'm gonna write a diss track because homie fucking wronged me. And, but you know, it's in, you know, folky pop. Here's the thing. Not a huge fan of the Kardashians. Mm. So I love that that someone's trying to bring them down a peg. Okay. Because they're like zillionaires now, and I'm a little jealous, if I'm being honest.
Taylor.
I know. Listen,
she's got three planes.
I know. And she's suing people for tracking her plane flights and like showing on the internet, which is so funny, by the way. God, I love how petty everybody is, really. Also, if I had a fucking jet and I had the money to fly around, you best believe I'm taking that bitch all over the place, you know? I mean, yes, Taylor is taking it from like her upstairs bedroom to the pantry, but still, I saw this. Have you heard about Reverse Jesus?
No.
Reverse Jesus was... Oh, I should probably do this. Hold on. There we go. Reverse Jesus. Reverse Jesus was born on Good Friday and died on Christmas Day when he was hunted down by the three wise men for outstanding debts of frankincense and myrrh. Reverse Jesus turns wine into water and kills you for his sins. Reverse Jesus makes you forget how to fish entirely. Reverse Jesus turns wine into water and kills you for his sins. Fuck, that's funny. Anyways, so dumb.
Oh, no.
So dumb. All right, YFTers. I mean, there's a lot of sleep hacks out there. We were actually talking about noise machines earlier, but there's also like no snacking at night, yoga before bed, meditation. I try to do that. Instead of trying them all, you can immediately transform your sleep with Bowl and Branch. We're talking about the best-selling sheets ever. Incredible on night one and only get softer with every single wash. Brandy and I love Bowl and Branch sheets.
I truly do. I just got home from being gone for like 2 weeks, and there's just nothing better than getting in my own bed with my cozy, cozy bedding. And for me, that is my Bull & Branch sheets. They are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and are completely free from toxins. They feel so buttery soft, but they're so breathable at the same time. And they're perfect for the summer months ahead where it's a bit toasty out. Plus, they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back.
That's right. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl & Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code FAVORITE THING. I have a favorite thing.
Okay.
Robert Durst, the Jinx, is back, baby. Do you remember Robert Durst, the Jinx?
No. Like Fred Durst?
No. No, those are two different.
He's making a comeback? Limp Bizkit's playing Coachella?
You don't remember? It was an HBO documentary about this guy named Robert Durst. And they made this, it was back in like 2015. He like had a wife that like dropped dead, and then like his next door neighbor was found like chopped up and murdered. He killed somebody in Florida and like got away with it. And you don't remember this? It was like this amazing documentary. And at the end, the film crew finds, so at some point someone sent into the cops a letter that said cadaver, and then, you know, address it to like the Beverly Hills police department or whatever. Mm-hmm. but he misspelled the word Beverly. And then at the end of the documentary, they find a letter sent to somebody from Robert Durst. And it's the same writing, and it's sent to someone who lives in Beverly Hills, and he's misspelled Beverly the exact same way.
How do you misspell Beverly?
I don't even know. And so you tell me you don't remember this? And then at the end of it, they present this. On the last episode, they present this to him, and he's like, well, I don't know what that is. Like, I didn't do that. And he's like, can I go use the restroom? And he goes into the restroom, and he's still mic'd up, and he forgets that he's still mic'd up. And he goes, and he's like washing his hands, and he says under his breath, there it is. You're caught. Of course I killed them all. Fuck. Can't believe it. Fuck. He totally confesses in the bathroom on the hot mic. Do you not remember this?
No.
Okay. Well, I kind of ruined it, but whatever. Go on HBO right now and watch the Robert Durst. It's called The Jinx, the Robert Durst thing. Anyways, I'm sure all the YFTers, I talked about this.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Actually,
but you know.
I might not have. It might have been before. It might have been before we started doing the show.
Oh, was that long ago?
It might have been, actually. Because I think it came out in 2015.
Oh.
And I think we started doing the show in 2016. Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, it's this amazing documentary. I assume everyone knows about it who's ever like lived in the world. And Brandy over here is over in DJ world. She doesn't know what's going on. But there is a part two to The Jinx, The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst. Filmer Andrew Jarecki examines the complicated life of reclusive real estate icon Robert Durst, the key suspect in a series of unsolved crimes. So it starts out with Robert Durst is on the run. He like starts to realize that like he gets caught at the end of this HBO thing, and HBO mm-hmm. and the filmmakers send this information to the FBI. They're like to their cold case, being like, "I think we got him for you. Like we have the evidence. We got this hard piece of evidence. We have audio of him being like, well, you're caught, you know." So then he goes on the run, and then it's the cops and the FBI going after him. And there's only one episode out right now, and it's just about them like apprehending him. And it's crazy. He gets caught by the police. He looks like he's about to like totally confess, start looking for a plea deal. And then at the last second, he's like, I need my lawyers and stuff.
And it's all real?
Yes. It is.
Are you sure?
Brandy, this is really crazy that you haven't seen this. It is no joke.
I'm going to ask my mother if she's seen it.
It is no joke. The best murder documentary they've ever made.
Wait, what's it called?
The Jinx, the Robert Durst story. I can't believe you've never seen The Jinx.
And it's a documentary?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if Tezzle's seen it.
Also, is she the harbinger of pop culture and
Because relevancy? She watches a lot of shit. So you're like, everyone's seen it. I just want to know if she's seen it or heard about it.
Season 2 is a veil.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Great.
We finally watched Anyone But You, Glenn Powell, Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, how's that?
It's cute. It's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I had kind of no complaints about it. It's a good rom-com. Mm-hmm. It's like every rom-com I've ever seen. So we watched, was it No Hard Feelings?
Yeah, you talked about that last week.
Which I really liked as well. But this was just as good.
I told you about the new look already, right?
Yeah, the Dior series. Did you watch it or did you just?
I'm three episodes in.
Oh, okay.
That was only one episode in. It's good. I'm caught up on Palm Royale. I think there's only one episode left.
Okay.
Still loving it. Have you watched it at all?
No.
Oh my gosh. I really think you would like it.
Okay.
I really do.
Did you watch any of Fallout?
I started it. I think I was sleepy and fell asleep.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I know. It's kind of a lot. Like they throw a lot at you in episode one.
I agree with that.
I got to go back and rewatch. Like it was too much for the hour that I had turned it on for.
Your complaint was it was too entertaining. Too much
was happening.
Too much happening.
I just remember the couple gets married and then they fuck and then they're all of a sudden one was trying to kill the other. And I was like, what?
Yeah, it's because the people from above ground mm-hmm. came in and killed everyone that was living in that vault and then dressed up like them.
Hmm. Fascinating.
Yeah, go watch it again.
Yeah, I'll give it another go for sure.
Sarah made me a list of things.
That's nice.
I know.
Oh, I finally finished the book Tomorrow.
Did you like the ending?
I did. I felt like it was drawn out a little.
Yeah, I felt like it was drawn out a little too.
It was just a really long book. And I actually really liked the whole last part about the Pioneers game.
Yeah.
But I think I just was a little checked out by that point in the story. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like appreciate it as much as I could have. I don't know. Because it was starting to lose me during that point until it kind of got to the part where she figures out it's him. And then I was like, oh, actually, I really do like this whole part of this. But I don't know. It was just long. It was good, though.
There's a new Circle out. Mm. Might start that pretty soon.
I've never seen the Circle.
Everyone's been talking about Baby Reindeer. We're going to look into that soon.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that.
Yeah. On Hulu, Under the Bridge with Lily Gladstone.
Oh.
I want to watch that. Bear Season 2, obviously on Hulu. There's a show called High Hopes.
I saw that.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
I haven't started it, but I sent it to my mom and I was like, can you watch this and report back? Thank you.
I want to watch a thing called Sins of the Parents, the Crumbly Trial, true crime doc, school shooting parents that were charged. So like their kid shot up a school and then the parents got charged.
Yee.
Everyone's been talking about Shogun. I do want to watch that. On HBO, obviously The Jinx Part 2, she wrote Bradley Helville and the Cult of the Fast Fashion.
Oh, Brandy Melville.
Oh, Brandy Melville. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's a clothing brand.
Okay.
Oh, so there's... Oh, I know what you're talking about. Miley brought that up to me.
Okay, so we might look into that.
I do need to watch that, yeah.
And then there's one that I'm very excited about. It's called Massacre of the Mormons.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that means, but I'm excited about it.
Cannot.
And then on Apple, there's
I'm excited about Bridgerton season whatever that's coming out. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Soon.
Girls love a Bridgerton moment.
I fucking love Bridgerton.
Yeah. You guys are
I've watched every season twice. I really love it.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk to you about.
What?
New couple alert.
Oh.
Jason Tardik.
Oh.
Is dating Kat Stickler.
Who's Kat Stickler?
She's a TikToker.
Oh.
She is very funny. She was famously married with a kid, and then I guess they got a divorce. And now I guess she's with Tardik?
Hmm.
Sure, I haven't talked to Tardik about it, but if it's true, I'm happy for him.
Sure.
And then Greg Grippo and...
I've known this one.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I got the inside scoop a few weeks ago.
Greg and Victoria broke up.
Are you shocked?
Kind of. I mean,
You know, I'm not shocked. Everybody breaks up.
Don't say that. I'm married.
It's just true. Jeez.
Oh my God. You're such a Debbie Danner.
It's just true.
So give me some tea on it. You've known for a while. I didn't know about it.
Oh, I mean, I just, oh God, sorry.
Jesus Christ. Do you want to eat the microphone?
Yeah. Yeah. I just, a little birdie told me like a few weeks ago that they broke up.
Tell me everything that you know.
I mean, I don't know a lot. I just knew before everybody else knew.
Who broke it with who?
I don't know.
She's a man eater. Watch out, boys. She'll chew you up. Oh, she's a man eater.
I don't know.
You know. Tell me.
No, I really, truly don't. I just found out weeks ago because I just assumed I was the only person that didn't know they broke up at the time.
Yeah.
Because I just never know anything. Turns out I knew before anyone else.
Really?
I mean, before the public.
Was there infidelity?
I don't know.
Dude, Brandy, you've got to give the wife tears.
Do you know why?
Because someone was like, hey, by the way, Victoria and Greg Grippo broke up. And you said, well, what happened? And they said, well, this is what I heard.
I really don't remember. Like, I don't think. I think it was just that they broke up and I was like, oh, I didn't know.
No.
Yeah. I just picture Victoria with somebody like a professional athlete. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
No.
My thing was is that they were always like in Italy. And I'm like, what money do you guys have to do this?
True.
I know I'm doing more stuff than you guys are. And I'm not like, let's go to the Amalfi Coast for the 17th time. Are you just taking out loans?
Maybe. You know, I think a lot of people live in credit card debt and just charge it, just like in general.
Really?
I think that's a very common practice. Yeah, I've never done that. I've never, ever, ever had credit card debt. I always pay it off immediately.
Same.
But I think the majority of Americans live with a lot of credit card debt.
You shouldn't do that.
I know, but I do think that's the norm.
But anyways, good for them, I guess, you know?
Well, no, because they broke up.
Yeah, but I feel like everyone thought that they were gonna break up anyway. So like, I mean, we're there now, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They'll both be fine, you know?
Yeah. All right. Oh, you sent me a TikTok. You want me to play this TikTok?
Oh, my
TikTok?
God. It's so fucking funny.
What's your sign?
I think like a LeBron or something.
A LeBra? Oh, a Libra?
Do you think he actually thinks that's what it's called? It really got me.
By the way, so so it was last week where I was like, I don't understand what these people are or what they're doing. And you're like, they bought me a drink. And like one of them's dating Kristen, you know.
That one's dating Kristen.
I did see that they went on Dave Portnoy from...
Oh, and he roasted.
He was like, well, you guys are fucking boring, so you can't have a podcast. Like, can you sing? And they're like, no, man, we don't sing. He's like, all right, what can you guys do? Oh, God. They're like, you guys play... They're like, we're football players. And he's like, where? What school are you playing for? And it was like D3. I would have made the team. Oh my God.
That video really got me.
a LeBra. That's like, do you remember on The Bachelor when the girl was like, I got some sexy new lingerie?
Oh, yes.
Lingerie?
Yes. Yes. For like all of eternity, she has said that. And for all of his life, all of his 23 years, he has called it a LeBra. That really got me.
Oh, fuck. I love it when people mispronounce things so incredibly poorly.
I invited them to come on Sorry We're Stoned, so we'll see.
Cool.
No, I like, we'll see.
It's just like the one thing that I think I hate about social media is like it's making people relevant that like should not be relevant at all. Sorry.
Like us.
We at least have some skills, you know?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
By the way, you're... Okay.
Have you heard our podcast?
Our podcast is very funny. I've heard it. You're the one who hasn't heard it. Okay?
True.
By the way, your talent or your ability is...
Grimes.
He's a DJ. Grimes thing is my favorite thing in the world.
I... Obviously wasn't paying any attention
until
you sent it to me. And then I just got flooded with all the videos from it.
Yeah. She was at Coachella and she was doing a DJ set. And I guess the tempos were off because she's an idiot and she's not a real DJ, I suppose. And I guess she outsourced the music.
What's so crazy to me is like back in the day, Grimes was like...
She had one good record.
Awesome. I mean, she was pretty cool back in the day.
Yeah.
But she was more of an artist, right? She wasn't always a DJ. Is that the tea?
Yeah, she was a singer and like a musician.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. So yeah, when you sent me that, I was like, what the fuck is this? Because I just hadn't seen any of it.
Yeah.
Her scream. I think that what really got me was her screaming in the mic because things weren't going her way. It was like the, who does that? Like, take the mic away. Not in the mic. You know what I mean?
Well, I also like that she was like, it's just like, there's like a lot of complex math going on. Let me see if I can find the video of it. It's so funny.
Oh, poor girl. I mean, listen, having technical issues is every DJ's worst nightmare for sure. But there's just so many things. Like my first thought was like, if this is a tech issue, my TM, I take a tour manager to all festival gigs just because there's a lot of moving parts and it's just so helpful to have somebody on standby to help you in certain situations. Mm-hmm. And like my TM, like he knows how to use the gear. He's just on it, you know? And like, if that had been me and I had a technical issue, he would have been up there so fucking fast to help me and to like fix whatever was going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, where are her people? Why is no one coming to her rescue? Like, they just left her up there to scream in the mic. I couldn't believe it.
Okay, let's watch this. This is really funny.
What the fuck do DJs actually do?
It's hard to explain. Fucking! I'm trying to sing to make the tracks go together. This is a complex technology, but
just don't blame me.
Yikes.
It's so funny.
The tea is, I haven't really like done a ton of research on what she says was happening, but from what I understand, she's claiming the BPMs were off.
Yeah.
But what it looks like she uses the sync button,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of cheating.
Yeah.
Like I don't ever use the sync button. There is a way to use sync creatively, but if you're using it to be lazy and not have to beat match or match your BPMs, like that's cheating. And so I think she was trying to use sync and like if you don't analyze the BPMs correctly when you load your music library, there's like two different categories of BPM. Like you can either go, I don't know what it is, like 60 to, you know, 130, or you can go like 80 to 160 or whatever, like the different things are. And so if you do one and not the other, you could have two tracks that are technically the same BPM, but read as different numbers on the CDJs. And then if you hit beat sync, even though you could by ear match those, beat sync doesn't get it. All they see, all it reads is the number. And then I think that's what was messing her up.
What the fuck is happening here?
I understood none of those words that you just said.
Yeah. So that's why she was like, I'm trying to do math, because technically if she just had it analyzed incorrectly and it was like, let's say it said, if it's reading is like 150 BPM, then technically, I guess you could cut that in half and it could match with something half the tempo. But she's clearly not used to doing that. She's clearly used to hitting beat sync and it doing it for her.
Yeah.
That was the problem, I think.
Well, whatever. I don't care. I just think it's so funny. It's
like she came out for Weekend 2, and the intro to her set was actually fucking hilarious because she was poking fun at herself, and they did this whole intro about Grimes said at Coachella, dumpster fire, you know, and to start the set, which I thought was, at least she's poking fun at herself, you know?
What was the song that I was singing earlier?
The Bahamas one?
Yeah. Oh, yippee-yo. Everybody's having a ball.
I don't know.
I kind of wanted to go out on that song.
Can't you just Google those lyrics and it should come up?
Bahamen. Oh, it's Who Let the Dogs Out?
No.
I think it is.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I was singing Who Let the Dogs Out the entire time.
Okay, well, where's the part you were singing?
Okay, let's wait for it. Who let the dogs out? It's right here. Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping. Yippee-yo. And everybody having a ball.
Oh. These are absolutely two different songs.
All right, let's go off on it. What do you got coming up?
This comes out Wednesday?
Yeah.
So tonight, I'm DJing in Las Vegas again. A little pre-Stagecoach gig in Excess Nightclub tonight. And then I will be DJing at Stagecoach on Saturday in the Honky Tonk tent from 5 to 6.
Nice.
Perfect timing, right before all the headliners. Come catch my set and then head on over to see Posty. I'm also doing a little pop-up set on Sunday at the festival at the Jameson tent.
J-Mo.
And then I go home.
Nice. Week.
Thank God.
God, I wish I was in Vegas last night. I think the last Fish show at the Sphere was. Oh.
You're a big Fish guy?
Used to be.
Huh. Okay.
Take a big old handful of mushrooms and go fucking see the face of God in that thing.
Fish fans are diehards.
Oh, they're crazy. I followed Fish around for a couple of months in college.
That scares me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, brah. I'm chilling. I'm back.
What you got?
I'm chilling. I'm back. And yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm back. Gonna be back. All right, wife tears. Maybe next week we'll do some voicemails, put some fuck you very muches and all kind of stuff. But we love you.
Love y'all.
And we'll see you later.
Bye.
Get back, Scruffy, get back, Scruffy, get back, you flea-infested mongrel. Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, my mind. How do I remember that?
I don't know. I've never heard the verses of this song ever in my life.
I like how I Googled it. Yippee-i-yo song.
Yippee-i-yo.
Yippee-i-yo.
I'm Natalie Barbu, host of the Real Real podcast, where we go behind the highlight reel to find out what's really going on in the lives of content creators, entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. After quitting my corporate job to start my own businesses, I realized that while things might look glamorous on our Instagram feeds, things can get real behind the scenes. You can listen to The Real Real every Monday to start off your week with some realness and inspiration. Find my podcast wherever you're listening right now, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a beat.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.